I'm just trying to make sure it's coming through the speaker.
What did you do? How did you get to the audio?
This arrow over here.
Oh, that's the thing. And then what did you choose?
The headphones? Speaker. Yeah. So I think it should be this. But
we're doing headphones or speakers? What's the difference?
I'm not even sure.
Okay. All right. Anyways, either way, we'll begin. Everybody can hear? Okay, great. So let's begin. So we began discussing last time the question of comparing the din of Chatzishir in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where, again, the Rambam quotes unexpectedly because it's not in the Gemara. This is not in the Yerushalmi. Lo Yachel Chametz as the makor for Chatzishir. And it's even highlighted a little bit further by, wait a second, I see Micha there, Micha, but it's not him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
There you are, I see, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you look a little different, I see. Okay, good to have you.
I thought Rebbe thought I'm the...
Yeah, no, I thought I saw the guy on top of you there. Who is that?
Colonel W.F. Cody, Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill, I knew I recognized him. Yeah. Okay, sorry. The Mokar of Lo Yachel is Mechudash in the Rambam, once again. The fact that he has a pattern of choosing Mechudash Lo Yachel sources surely is important. Again, the Minchas Chinuch, the Beis Halevi, in light of what we discussed in Behemas Hefker, they might have had a problem with this, saying he used it up already. I never have that problem. I understand the problem, but I would say that, you know, if there are two Mechudash applications of Lo Yachel, it just strengthens the pattern. Again, multiplying the anomalies and establishing consistency. But, of course, the bigger question is, not just where did he get it from, why is he doing it again, but why is he ignoring a seemingly more, you know, and this is like Chizkiya, why is he ignoring an explicit makar, which should apply? Again, in the case of Isuri Hana, in one sense, it's even a stronger question, because Ram Paskas like a Rav Avoh, the Gemara applies Rav Avoh, and the Rambam chooses Chizkiya. Okay, but on the other hand, Chizkiya does say it, so that takes away some of the pressure. In the case of Chatzishir, there's no Gemara that applies Chatzishir explicitly to Chametz. So, as far as we know, maybe there is no such din. At the same time, there's also no one else who says that Lo Yachel is the Makar. So, I would say in assessing how Mechudash, the Rambam's Makar is, that it's a mixed bag. Either way, it's Mechudash. It's just Mechudash in a different way. And surely that, you know, is Omer Dorsheni. And of course, this is something which is highlighted, I'm just, you know, catching us up, by the classical Nosa Kelim, who were troubled by it. Again, the sharp contrast to the Magid Mishnah, who wasn't troubled by it and just said, "Ah, ayin b'masechet Yoma, you know, machlokes from Yochanan Reish Lakish." Now, surely the Magid Mishnah noticed it. He may simply have assumed, you know, that this is, you know, typical for the Rambam for a different reason. I mentioned that the Rambam's Chiddush and Lo Yachel establishes a certain pattern. But it's also part of a much bigger pattern across the Rambam's writings, particularly Nada Chazaka, and that is that he, I wouldn't say often, ubiquitously, but I would say that it's not unusual or rare for the Rambam to deviate from the Makar of the Talmud Bavli, either to choose a Yerushalmi over a Bavli, or in some cases even to come up with a makar and a medrash, or in some cases to come up with a makar based on his own parshanut or an application, you know, that doesn't appear anywhere in Talmudic literature, let's say, but that is consistent with other Perushim. It's not only in Chametz that the Rambam does this. We could pick a limud for, you know, for those who've been in the share for a couple of years, we've had this every year, not once a year, several times a year, meaning this is not so atypical for the Rambam. So I think it's possible, my impression is, just as a comment, that the Magid Mishnah is typically, not always, but typically less, curious or intrigued, or the Magid Mishnah doesn't feel that this is as consequential, let's say, typically, as does the Kesef Mishnah, or the Lechem Mishnah, for that matter. So the Magid Mishnah was like a more easygoing mafarish of the Rambam. The fact that as long as the halacha is not against the Gemara, things like the makar or the order, it doesn't trouble him quite as much. He just may have had methodologically, a more laissez-faire approach, to what was behind the Rambam's codification. But Kesef Mishnah, Mari Kurkis, certainly even more once you get to the Lechem Mishnah, who are, hypersensitive to different Makoros, they of course point out. So here, Magid Mishnah doesn't say anything, and it's an interesting contrast. The Kesef Mishnah, earlier than the Kesef Mishnah, the Ramach, as we noted, is very taken with this, makes suggestions regarding Yisuri Hanom more generally, but then notes their difficulty. We read it already. In addition to wondering why we need a different and more particular makar, his suggestion that if there, if this really is the makar that you should get malchus, is fascinating. The suggestion that in Yisuri Hanah, generally, there would be kind of a higher level of chatzishir, meaning one in which the full lav is violated, even if there wasn't an onesh. That's also very intriguing. It's also significant for the relationship between Yisuri Hanah and Achila, which is also part of this topic. For the Rambam, generally, it would be an issue. But his question, why you don't get Malkus if Lo Yachel means this, is something which stands out. And I've already made a suggestion, which we're going to elaborate more fully, which is that if the Torah had said lo yochal or lo yochlu, then I think the idea that you get malchus, if this indeed is the makar, would be very compelling. But maybe the idea is that this is lo yachel, and maybe lo yachel in general is not really conducive to malchus, almost like a lav shema maisa. Obviously, that's going to factor big into what we discuss. And then we had similarly, again, the question of the Kesef Mishnah, who was after the Mari Kurka, who was after the Ramach, who also is troubled by this question, also wonders, not why don't you get Balkis, but why isn't it more of a requirement of Kazayas if you're focusing on the word Achila, right? So as opposed to, I'm going to get to the Sugya and Yoma in just a second, a kol chelev, right? So there the diuk is in the word kol chelev, kol. But if the makar for chatzishir is the word yeachel, says the Kesef Mishnah, then you should require a kezias. You should require more. So this is not a good makar. It's a self-defeating or a counterproductive makar. And then Kesef Mishnah himself goes on and makes his own suggestions. Okay. And then we have the Radvaz, similarly, who wonders about Atzmo Shel Chametz and Tarovas Chametz, and also weighs several things. And once again, is wondering, in general, Kol Torah Kula, just like the Ramach is and just like the Kesef Mishnah is, about the application to Chatzishir, of certain things. In this case, Taroves as opposed to Atzmo Shel Chametz. But it sounds like mostly all three of them think that what the Rambam is doing, Hilchos Chametz, is relevant to the expansion of the din of Chatzi Shir in Kol Torah Kula. Whether it's, you know, again, Hana'a, or Taroves, or, you know, the Kesef Mishnah's version of the Hana'a, whatever it be, it sounds like Rambam's Lo Yachel has expanded beyond Kol Chelev, but it's expanded not only for Chametz, but for everything else. So in addition to the Malkus question, the Shir question, that in itself is an interesting phenomenon. I think much more appealing is, number one, to zero in on the Lo Ye'achel as opposed to the Lo Yochel to solve the problem of the Malkus and of the Shir. And even more appealing than that is the idea that the Rambam is quoting this source here, not because he has it, and therefore it can be a Gilui Milsa for Kol Torah Kula, but that this, you know, source is singular to his perspective on Chametz Matzah particularly. So for then, if that's the case, this is a critical element, and both of these points are critical elements in our Hakdama, in that are we saying that, you know, Chametz is singular in that, like, its Iser Hana'ah is more than a regular Chatzi Shir, right? If we, you know, go with the Ramach a little bit, that you violate the Iser Lav itself, if that's unusual. Again, he doesn't say this, but I'm kind of applying, you know, the the suggestions of the Mefarshim, you know, and then narrowing them to Hilchos Chametz. There's absolutely no reason, frankly, why you shouldn't do that. In other words, if the Radvaz is right, or the Kesef Mishnah is right, or the Ramach is right about these factors, there's absolutely no reason why you couldn't just add to them and say, but it's only in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, it's only in the Chabalah Chidusho, where you have this Gzeres HaKasuv, especially if that fits in. So, again, an expanded role for Yisrael. Oh, that actually is perfect. That would work out so well with the fact that the Rambam chose to formulate Chizkiyah instead of Arba Avot, in addition to everything else, right? Frankly, the idea that this would apply even to Taroves is like a double win, in that, you know, it's our next topic, our transition into the next topic, but we still have to speak more about Chatzi Shir. If Taroves Chametz is singular, then the idea that Taroves Chametz singularly in Hilchos Chametz also has the din of Chatzi Shir, you know, is also very reasonable. And the use of the phrase Atzmo here and in the Rambam's discussion of Taroves, as well as in the Rambam's, you know, discussion of Mashuhu, in all three places to emphasize Atzmo as opposed to Taroves, or to have that discussion, that works in very, very well. Moreover, maybe what would typically exclude Taroves from Chatzi Shir is dafka solved by Lo Ye'achel. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. And or by the special status of Taroves Chametz. Okay. Which brings us to the next point, and that is, so why the Lo Ye'achel and why these unusual expressions? Some of them we've just explained. But to go a little bit further, if, as we've suggested in Chizkiyah and the Yerushalmi, the idea of Lo Ye'achel is to focus on Chafsa Shel Chametz and its consumption rather than Achila Sagavra, so actually that fits in beautifully, you know, with the concept or the application or the expanded application or maybe the of Chatishir in all different ways. And this is consistent with the Beis Halevi, in part, which I'll get to in just a second. And I think it is also, as I say, I found it subsequently and was very excited about it, it also is the view of the Malbim. So the Malbim, do you have it, Mayor, in front of you? Or access to it? The Malbim in Vayikra in Parshas Tav. Matzos Te'achel. Do you have it by chance? May have to speak loud, unless you want the microphone while you're... Go ahead.
Yesh Hevdom,
amen? Yeah.
Yesh Hevdom ben Paul, Akol Bekal.
Everybody, can they Zoom people here? Cannot. Okay. So just, here, you want to give them... Go ahead. Got it?
I'm not so good with Ivrit.
Okay, well, you know what? You'll improve.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. We're all trying to improve. Lo abai shen lamed, so never worry about it. You're among friends.
Okay.
Whoa, that sounds loud. That's good. Okay, go ahead.
Yesh hevdel bein poel akal bekal u bein hanifal. She poel akal bekal musav al ha'adam ha'ochel. V'lo yikra ochel ela bekezayis she pachos mizah nikra toin. Ki ta'amti ma'at divash. Kamasha kasav b'sifra l'kaman. Stam achila bekezayis. Aval hanifal. Musav al hadavar, the af im ne'achal, kamasha kasav hagam, shelo yikra hila mitzara ochal, shelo achal rak tam, nikomak madavar ne'achal ve'inenu. The zesha kasav is sifra, shelachin shina, bomber mitzvah siyachel,
benifal. Matzo siyachel.
No, matzo siyachel.
Right.
Benifal. The low tafas haloshon, shedavar bo ad ata.
Right, shedibar bo ad ata. Yochlu Aaron, Yochlu Ha.
Yochlu Aaron, Yochlu Ha. Bahavale Lememar.
Matzos Yochelu.
Matzos Yochelu. Lomad Sha'af Shalom Nishar Rak.
Matzos Yochelu to me, yeah.
Yochelu. Lomad Sha'af Shalom Nishar Rak Miktsasa calls it Teyachel. Unize Tara Makar Hadavar, Teyara Makar Hadavar, Shakasa Haramba, Sha'ochel Chameitz Bepesach.
I feel the kol shehu.
Kol shehu. Aser. Shana amar. Lo yeachel. Umefarshim rishonim. Acharei lo yodu nesivosav. Me'ein hotzi
davar zeh. Me'ein hotzi davar zeh.
Hotzi davar zeh.
Like, where did he get it from?
Where did he get it from? Behinei. Pori sheyesh lo yisar b'sifra.
Okay. Great. Can they hear me if...
Yeah.
Even though you can hear me too. What's that?
The audio's coming from your computer.
Oh, okay. So you can hear me all. You can all hear me. Okay, great. So basically, oh no, yeah, so maybe we'll just pass around that for what anybody else wants to say. So basically, the Malbim really says this idea about Lo Yeachel, and especially this idea that that affects Chatzishir. he doesn't discuss other Nafkamina, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, but the Yisod is there. And this is consistent, I think we mentioned... the other day, let's just hear from somebody. Hey, Zev Hurt. Haven't seen Zev in a while. Are you with us?
Yeah, yes, I am.
I'm not hearing him.
Did you hear me now? I don't know. All right, trying to.
Okay, good to see you. Are you with us this year?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. And somebody to keep Micah... you know, company there.
For sure. He's a good company.
Stay safe from the fires too. Terrible thing.
Sure.
Okay, so Zev, what, did you get a chance to see the Beis Halevi?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. So what's the Beis Halevi?
So he's talking about Kachim and Korban Pesach.
Correct.
And so he's talking about how basically that you don't have to eat a full shear kazayas. It just has to be nechal. And to be nechal, it just has to be any amount.
Correct. The Beis Halevi is trying to explain why it is that seemingly when it comes to Korban Pesach, achila is defined by kazayas, or at least roi lechal kazayas. It's an interesting question, actually. But when it comes to kachim, it appears that if you share the kachim with a bunch of people, you fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kachim. And the question is, why should that be the case? Right? So the Beis Halevi, just one second. Do you happen to have the line there?
Yeah.
Great.
It says,
it's Chelik
Aleph Simen. Simen Beis,
Os Zion, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Starting from, where would you start from?
V'achiluk?
Yes, exactly.
V'achiluk sheyesh b'mitzvahs achilas kachim b'mitzvahs achilas pesach d'bay davka kazayis nira pashut b'pesach umata.
Okay, so this is exactly the chiluk that we're interested in, whether or not the focus is on being nechal or an achilas agavra. So he thinks this is the difference between achilas kachim, which is a din nechal, as opposed to achlu as abasar balayla hazeh, which is a din in Pesach. Whether or not two din in Pesach in general, to what extent Pesach is a regular korban in addition to being a Pesach, these are all big topics for, you know, the middle prakim, I guess, of the Masechta. But the basic idea, the basic yesod, which is that achilas kazayis is a requirement in achilas agavra, not in, you know, whenever you're interested in the heftz of being nechal, that is something the Beis Halevi says very explicitly. With this, he also tries to explain, if you just take another couple of words, B'chiluk zeh miyushav divrei Rambam.
B'minyan mitzvos. D'b'korban Pesach mina shchitaso v'achilas l'shtei mitzvos. V'chatas mana hakol b'mitzvah achas. V'hiksha b'mayane hachachma. D'ma b'in zel hazeh. V'divareinu yuvan hetiv. D'b'chol ha-karbanos lo havei ha-mitzvah rak shiyah ha-korban ne'achal v'lo al ha-adam. Mishum hachi havei achilaso prad achad mi-mitzvah sheh v'oso ha-korban.
Okay, so wait, so basically, and now again, this I think is an important phenomenon which may have more than one explanation, and that is true. It is true that in Korban Pesach, Rambam emphasizes Shechita and Achila. I also think part of the story is that he emphasizes Shechita in Korban Pesach more than in other Korbanos. I believe we mentioned this last year, right, in our Shechita topics, and that may be just because Achila is Ikar and Shechita is Ikar in terms of the Chabura, the Minui, you know, the Dinim of Lishma. So there may be another explanation for this, or there may be overlapping explanations, but certainly his explanation is intriguing. He's not interested so much in the prominence of Shechita separate from Achila as much as he is in the prominence of Achila, per se. But what he's saying is here it's Achila Sagavra as opposed to the typical Kachim, which is in Necha. Now, the end of the of this little section, Zev, did you get that also? He actually connects it to the language again. You have that? You have that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dehare kol hakarbanos lemedin zemizah be'keisha dezora Torah b'chol advarim. Ve'isa b'msachas vachim daf tzadichas v'menachos daf pebas v'ayin sham. In kain hanicha sugid nazir.
Amnam
ze'en amaspik chada dehalo loksiv mitzvas tochal matzos tochal v'have kai hamitzvah al hamakriv raksiv matzos te'achel v'im kain kai al hamincha shitei ne'acheles mishum hachi af agav dehamakriv sarach le'achol mimena mikol makom ein lana l'chaibo le'achol mimena dafka kazayis gave unto akasuv kai al hamincha shitei ne'acheles.
Okay, great. So the rest of it we'll leave for another time, but the basic yisod, when you put together the Malbim and the Beis Halevi, and then just put it together with our discussion of Chizkiyah, Behemas Hefker, some of the Pratim in those, particularly Behemas Hefker, and everything else that we've been discussing, so then what clearly seems to emerge is that Lo Yachel is Achilas HaChefza, and that doesn't necessarily require a kazayas. In which case, the din of lo yachel as a makar for chatzi shir in chametz emerges as a special halacha, one that requires, or one that, number one, it makes sense to apply that makar to this limud, maybe even without a makar, you know, without a makar in the Gemara, in other words. And number two, it's worth singling out. Now, does that mean that there's also a separate din of Chatzi Shir based on Kol Chelev or not? Hard to know. So here again, we get to the Marnach, which the Mishnah Melech quoted, right? So what's the story there, David? What's the story with the Marnach that the Mishnah Melech quotes? Thank you, Ali. Right, the Mishnah Melech is trying to answer the same question. Does one thing, again, we found some of the other things we wanted, you know, we found pieces in different Mefarshim. But we also need to know, again, it's implicit if the makar is lo yeyachel, that this would be something that is singular to chametz or other things that have that usage. But in addition to that, the tshuva, the Marnach, is helpful because it accentuates, what does it say and what does it accentuate? David? Yeah, he's trying to explain, why do you need a separate makar for chametz? We have this din and call it Torah Kul. The same place they were responding to the Kesef Mishnah's, from his point of view, this is the Kesef Mishnah's question, right? His answer is, the Marnach, that what? That we would have thought that this doesn't apply to Chametz, because Chametz is an Iser Zman, right? The assumption of this perspective is that that's a Kula. And just because there's Iser of Chatishir and Chelev, and Dam and Yom Kippur, it doesn't mean that there's an Iser of Chatzishir in Chametz. By the way, it's even intriguing because, I remember who said the other day, but you could say, well, Yom Kippur is also an Iser Zman, right? And yet the Bavli applies Chatzishir to Yom Kippur, but it's a different kind of Iser. We understand that it's different. It's that it's not, you know, that something becomes a Cheftashal Iser, you know, in and out, or now and then, it's that, you know, there's an Iser Gavra, you know, one day a year. So that makes it better or worse, but it just makes it somewhat different. But the Marnach is basically assuming that, you know, the Iser Zman is a Kula. We've already encountered that maybe not, that may not be the case in the Mechilta, in the answer that the Radvaz gave, in the suggestion that I made, that even the second day of Tosis, you know, doesn't necessarily reject that it's an Iser Zman. He may think that Iser Zman is a basis for a Chumrah. Either way, the Pashtus, you would think that Iser Zman is a Kula, all things being equal. We've tried to demonstrate otherwise, and I think we have. But again, default, you would assume that if something is not an Iser Kavua, but an Iser Zman, that that's a Kula, and that's what the Marnach is saying. He's saying, so if you have Chatzi Shir in Chalem, that doesn't mean you have Chatzi Shir in Chametz. And therefore, this is a special din, a ribui in Chametz. Okay, but that still isn't what I was saying, which is that maybe this is a special din, dafka, in Chametz. So I think Tani brought to my attention, right? Yet at the towards the end of yesterday's shiur, in the Mishnah Melech, the way the Marnach is quoted is that it remains, or there remains, a kula. Am I being heard? Yeah. The way the Marnach is quoted in the Mishnah Melech, it remains a kula, at least in the sense of in the chabo el chidusho. We don't know whether, you know, there are other kulas or the, but put it this way, at least chametz betoch ha-pesach ends up being ein l'chabo al-chidusho. What am I referring to, Aaron? Not just the co-host, we made you the co-host because of your, you know, your...
But that it's ein, that kol chelav doesn't apply to chametz pesach.
Well, the you need a separate limit because Kol Chelav doesn't apply, because it's an Iser Zman. But the Mishnah Melech quotes the Marnach as going further and saying, based on this, there's a conclusion.
The Naf, I mean, on Erev Pesach, there wouldn't be the...
Correct. So you wouldn't apply this Chatzishir or Chatzishir to Erev Pesach. So that implies that it remains... It remains a chiddush. If the kamashmalan was that we treat this like any other iser, you know, despite being an iser zman, then we should then just plug it in. But if it is limited to Pesach itself, now again, is there any? I didn't see the tshuva of the Marnach inside. I don't have it, but I guess Tani's going to tell us in just a second. But you know, if you're talking about Kodem Zmano, as I say, could also depend on whether you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's Lav and Malkus, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, according to most Rishonim, who think that there's an Iser, at least an Iser Achila, right? Balamor aside. But if that's the case, you might have been Mechalik. I mean, there are always two questions here. One is, how different are the satellite Isurim from the main Iser that we're going to have again and again and again? And the other one is, you know, the din that we're applying, are those differences consequential? Either way, the Marnach is assuming the secret for the Rambam. Let's just say it this way. So I don't know whether he talks this out or not, but the Rambam happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Toks Mano. So even for Rabbi Yehuda, where there's Malkus and a full lav, Marnach is assuming that there's no Chatzishir. That's amazing. Okay. If it were anybody else but the Rambam, if it was the Ravid or most Rishonim, you'd just say, for Rab Shimon, fine, but even for Rab Shimon, I don't think it's so obvious. There's clearly debate in the Achronim, Bein Rab Shimon, Bein Rab Yehuda. But for the Marnach to say, even for Rab Yehuda, because he's saying in the Rambam, that's important. And that highlights that it remains a davar kal, and therefore it remains in chabal chidusho, as opposed to, we see from here, either that it's not an Iser Zman, right, or that Iser Zman is inconsequential. Because then you just plug it in, right? He might say the same thing about Tarovas, frankly, or Nuksha, or Rabbi Yehuda Lachar Zman. Hard to know again. The interesting question is, for Toch Zmano, is it at least a gili milsa for that? You know, that there aren't other kulas? Or does it remain a kula and maybe there are other nafkaminas too, which I'll get to in just a second. So I didn't get a chance to look at it. Tani, you did, it seems like? Yeah, there's Tani.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said he had two deos?
Yeah.
So what do you have there?
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, "Itzarich beer, itzarich yin v'beer eich nilma melo yeachel itzere iser kolshu echad mishnei panim. Arishon hu shestam achila yikazayz ukshetola torah hadavar ba'ochel shamar lo sochal b'pasach lo yochal ein achila pavus megazayz itzarich kol erbuye chati yishir amdam kishomer lo yeachel b'beer." That's day one.
Okay, so again, he too, and that's pretty early, is suggesting that lo yeachel, right, allows for less than a kezayis. Is he suggesting with that that it's even more chomor than chatzishir?
That's unclear.
Sounds like that.
It doesn't seem like that from earlier in the piece. He seems to be stressing, Tani started reading halfway through, but earlier he stresses that he thinks Chafetz Shel Chametz is really a kula. He applies it to Tarovis also. And it doesn't seem like he backtracks from that, even within this answer. So okay. That's what I was saying.
No, the earlier part and that the fact that it's not included Kol Chelav, that's certainly a kula.
And he applies it also to Tarovis Chametz.
What do you mean?
He says
Tarovis Chametz would have this.
He says maybe you'll ask me that Tarovis Chametz is actually more machmir by Chametz. He says no, that's all derabban, and really deraisa might be more kal.
Oh wow! Okay, I'll have to get a print out of it. What is it? Simin Yud Ches?
Yeah.
Do they have it in the Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll try to get a copy. But it's curious because it sounds in this piece that you read, if you isolated that you could say it's even more chomor. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the second day? Yeah?
Oshinemar Shakaven Shalom Denu Milo Yachel. Bitseri Isar Hana, Vikoshu Nene, Tachemirin and Lenin Bracha, the Vikoshu, Tsar of the Barak, Tila, Shundinene, and Kamukhak Shapir, the Koshu Asernat Torah. And then he
asked. That's more universal.
Yeah. And then he asked, why you don't get Malkus? Tsarachin Lamina Loka, Kivin Chish Pasuk Miusar. The Bishon of Bishari Surin Anu Maiden Miri Buya the Kochele of Aster Minatora Avaloki Amnam Bekan Hairoish Chilke Mashinira Li Lomar Gamkin Altsada Uma the Gam Bekan Iker Kra Lo Asa El Israhila should be Kazayas. Bahu Yilaka Labat. Anam Khati Shirl and Binu Mashikasa Boya Khabisiri, the Iker Kra Lab Lahiasta Mishumahilo Lab.
Interesting. I would have just said that on the Loya Yachel. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so the Marnach again is totally involving himself, whatever the details are, the Pratim, but he's totally involved in, you know, trying to flesh out these exact issues, whether the Nifal Nechal is different, how different, and either way, as I say, the limitation to does he in the piece either Natan or Tani, it seems like he saw it inside. Does he speak about Rabbi Yehuda Lifnei Zmano for the Rambam or not?
Yeah, he says like the Mishnah says that it wouldn't be Aster Kodem Zmano,
even though it's a lav, even though he's acknowledging that according to the Rambam, it's Rabbi Yehuda because it's not Lo Yeachel there, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, great. So the Marnach really is a very important contribution, as is the others. Now, the thrust of the Marnach, except for that little part at the end, is mostly to limit all of this. But the truth is that you could also go in the other direction. And this is important for two reasons. Number one, just consistent with our general Hakdama, right? We started with the two days in Tosis, and also noting that they're not necessarily even mutually exclusive, or at least the psychological parallel of the first day. And the second day, and that is, Chametz's special status is more kal, right? Or more chamor, or sometimes one and sometimes the other, maybe as a intrinsic iser, it's kal, but as a timely, you know, incompatible, toxic, you know, message, you know, it's even more chamor, and then it depends for what. Okay. So having said that, the idea that the chatzi shir, you know, is also, even though it's not kol chelev, you still have it, but it's in the Chabalah Chidusho, you don't have to go that way, especially if you want to emphasize the tzere, you may end up saying the opposite. And that would be parallel. In other words, chametz is worse, chametz is more toxic. You know, and therefore, maybe you actually even violate the lav, albeit, and you're even under pressure to explain why you don't get the malchus. Right? And the reason for that with the tzeir and so on. So this, of course, also brings us back to the original chatzi shir, maybe to explain why the original chatzi shir is inadequate. Maybe there is something even in the original chatzi shir which you know is kind of a lower level. Well, of course, let me make it clear. Of course, it's a lower level regarding onshin, right? That's a davar pasha, right? There's no malchus, there's no korban. That's a davar pasha. The question is it even more than that? Are there other, you know, echoes of chatzi shir being qualitatively, you know, a lesser kind of an offense? And if so, what are they? And what are the nafkamina? And in light of that, let's go back to the Rambam and wonder that maybe instead of the Rambam just saying, well, you wouldn't learn from Kochelev because this is a Nisar Zman, it's more Kal, you wouldn't know it. But on the wondering, well, it's Lo Yachel, so it's the Nifal, and it's a specific rather than a broader application of Kochelev, it's something specific. Maybe that specificity isn't to be marbe, you know, that it's kal but, or even to say gilui milsa, it's the same. Maybe it's a completely different basis, which is also more chamor for isur chametz. So, for example, when some of the mefarshim were trying to figure out, what is it, the Kesa Mishnah, about, you know, what about such a kol shehu that you can't even be nana from, right? The assumption was, and the Radvaz, by the way, all over the place speaks about this, and Hilchos Shvuos and Machalos Asuros, and like he's really into this whole thing. Kesa Mishnah is somewhat as well. But chatzi shir implies like, oh, but this has to be a certain amount, right? Is it even kol dehu? And even kol dehu, which you're not really nana for, right? So as we'll see in a moment, that might depend on certain things. But in a broader sense, it also is like, you know, the more you think chatzi shir is like a real iser, you know, the more logical it might be to think that, you know, a real mashahu kol shehu just doesn't qualify. Like there are shiurim and standards, you know, even for chatzi shir. Whereas if you think that chatzi shir is like really on the ropes and it's right, this enormous chiddush and it isn't very much, ironically, so, you know, again, I guess it could go either way. You could still say, well, there's a threshold beneath, or you could say, well, even the chatzi shir, even the, you know, just pachos mi'ashir isn't very much. So whatever allows you to gloss over the absence of the shir allows you to gloss over it even at lower levels. That's an interesting question, too. But especially getting back to the other things which I was suggesting, which is that maybe the link to Hana, right? Maybe this Kesef Mishnah, maybe Taroves, maybe all of these things are different when it comes to Chametz, maybe Lechumra, because there's more than one way to look at Chatzi Shir, and the universal way is more, let's say, limited, and maybe the Chametz one is the expensive one. So to explain that better, what I want to do is just take a step back and go back to Sugya and Yuma. Let's hear from
Rabbi
Rumi. Yeah. first I'll take a question. Who has a question?
When it comes to the Maharalan on him thinking there's no Isser Hana, Isser Chatzishir Kodem Yadalit, Kodem Pesach.
Yeah.
So is he making like a point in terms of the words of Lo Ye'achal, the Pasuk, or he's making like a conceptual point? Because if he thinks it's like Lo Ye'achal can't refer to anything but, you know, Shiva Simeha Pesach, so is he going to say the same thing about like Hana'a and for those who say Behemoth Hefker?
I don't know. I mean, again, I didn't see the, I have to see the original text. I guess we can ask Tani and Nathan if they're...
How'd you understand the Meshul HaMelech point? I mean, he was saying that Kodem Zmano, there'd be
I understood
no
it as being
shir.
That the Chiddush here is, it's Ein Chabala Chidusho, because it's an Iser Zman, and therefore, even the Maskana were Mekel. We're not saying Iser Zman is inconsequential. We're saying, despite the fact that it's Iser Zman, and that is consequential, there's still a din of Lo Yachel. And therefore, it's kind of Ein Chabo, El Chidusho number one. And then in light of what Tani read from it, which you don't get from the Mishnah Melech, is, you know, and it's partially due to the Tzerei, as opposed to the Patach, meaning the Nifal kind of reading. And as such, that also doesn't apply to Kodem Zmano. So I would say both. Number one, this is an Iser Zman, and therefore you don't want to push it. And number two, what allows you to apply it here, they move the Tzerei, doesn't apply. I would say both. I would assume both, but I have to look at the language. I'll try to do that before.
But Lo Ye'achel presumably refers even to Kodem HaPesach, no? Like, what about Hana?
Not necessarily. The separate Limud, Lo Ye'achel.
So the Rambam's Lo Ye'achel for the Hana B'Pesach is something else?
It's something. Say again?
Okay, fine.
Okay. You could ask the question, do we pass on like Abba Vo for Rabbi Yehuda, Kodem Zmano, and like Chizkiya of Tok Zmano? Interesting. Similar kind of a problem. Okay, so, and again, I hold me to the accountable for the Tarovitz part in particular, but also the other parts, the Kol Shu and the whatever. So what I want to suggest is that in addition to this being singular to Chametz, as opposed to simply an application that either applies to Kol HaTorah Kula or that applies Kol HaTorah Kula to Chametz, right? We've seen both of those. That maybe where Chatzis Shir's level or status is just more acute, actually, the other way, in Chametz than it is elsewhere. But to explain that, not just in terms of Nafka Mina, like Taroves, or you violate the lav, even though there's no onish, but you do violate the lav, which may have an afkamina in terms of shavua. I'll hold me to that as well to explain it. Two aspects of shavua, maybe. No, one aspect of shavua, we'll leave it at that. I think even the conceptual like basis for the Chatzis Shir, in light of the general issue, might imply, you know, that Chametz works differently. There's a question first. Yeah?
Yeah, okay? I was going to ask that when Malvin said that Pashas is at Reading Sifra, before we mention, I think you said in the share, there's no Talmudic literature that says the Pashas of Yachel, Yachati Shir. So I was going to wonder what the Malvin reading of the Sifra was and from Pashas.
No, he's reading that in Tzav, I think about, not about Chametz. He's the Malvin's making this comment on a different Ye'achel. And he's saying, oh, if Ye'achel or Te'achel generally doesn't require a Kezias, because Achilos HaChefza, not Achilos, very much like the Beis HaLevi was saying, not Achilos HaGabra, he says, oh, then I can also explain the Rambam Midachos Chametz everybody's troubled with, because that's a Lo Ye'achel too.
But then within that, it doesn't explain why the Rambam chose to put in Chametz on.
What do you mean?
The pasuk we just swing. The pasuk not referring to Chametz anymore.
Which pasuk?
No.
I'm saying the Malbim is pointing to the phenomenon that when you have a verb, an active verb achila, it refers to kezias, and when you have a passive achila, it refers Tzvachilas Achavtza, and that the Nafkamina is whether you need a Kazayas. Now, that idea is identical to what the Beis Halevi says about the difference between Kadshim and Psachim, also based on the Patach and the Tzeire. That, none of that has directly to do, that's neither the Beis Halevi nor the beginning of the Malbim are speaking about Chametz. Then at the end of the piece, the Malbim says, if this diuk is correct about the Patach and the Tzeire, then I can understand also why the Rambam thought that Lo Yeachel in the context of Chametz, a different pasuk, right, a pasuk in Shemos, why that pasuk implies Chatzi Shir. Like, where did he get that from? It doesn't say that anywhere. The answer is Al Pi Diktuk. It means that. Understand? So it's not the same pasuk, it's the same or parallel usage. Okay, so let's go back to Sugya Yuma itself. Let's have somebody in the room read for a couple of minutes. Yeah, go ahead. Kyle, you want to read? Where is he? Yeah. The Sugya Yuma. I know we started reading it last time, but I want to discuss two perspectives quickly on it.
All right, I'll be loud.
What's that?
I'll be loud.
Okay, or you could have mic. Oh, see, the microphone doesn't extend
loud.
That far.
I'll be loud. Okay. Discernible.
I admire your like ability to be loud, despite the mask. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Okay, great. So that's the background. That's where it comes in. By the way, the assumption already is, Kyle, the what? That Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, applies to Yom Kippur, which is not so pashut. What's not so pashut about Romi? It's the Romi here. What's not pashut about Yom Kippur being an application of Chatzi Shir? A source and logic.
Not sure.
Okay, it's a good answer. Well, it's not a good answer, but it's a fair answer. Okay, Yonatan? Yonatan Kurtz? 2 points to make about the application of one we just made earlier, which is, especially in light of everything we're talking about now, Yonatan? And the other one is
I was thinking either perhaps the nature, the general nature of the Isser. And
correct. In other words, we've been saying, and we'll examine this more fully in a minute, you know, whether the logic holds up according to all perspectives, right? If we're talking about the difference between Isser Zman and Isser Kavua, right, then certainly one of the things I mentioned was the Isser of Achilas Kol Davar, but an Isser Gavra mostly, on Yom Kippur might just be different. You can't compare Ochel on Yom Kippur to Chelev. Chelev is a toxic substance, right? Your breakfast cereal and your chicken and fish and fruits, they're not toxic substances. They're just prohibited to be eaten on Yom Kippur. So the idea that Kol Chelev teaches you Yom Kippur, right, is not obvious, but it's an assumption the Gemara makes. It's also problematic from another point of view, Yonatan, which is not problematic, but at least it deserves a comment. Romy, you still have a chance to jump in if you want, if it spurred something. Gavi? Oh, I'm getting all the people I met yesterday. Gavi?
I'm not sure.
Okay, Noam? I didn't meet Noam yesterday. He was too busy.
If Rebbe's referencing the point about the source, then the source is from Chelev. So it might be Chatzi Shir in the Isra and the Gavra of Yom HaKippurim, but still the Makar is Chela, which is an Isra Chepsa.
Well, that I said already, 100%. No, that's true. But there's also a Makar to talk about. What's the Makar?
I think Rebbe's being tricky.
What's that?
I think it's, if I am guessing correctly, then I think it's not a fair question.
Why?
Because if it's V'inisem, that could go in like one of, in like two opposite directions.
Okay, but it's a fair question because that's your analysis, which could be good or not good. We'll discuss it. I think it's correct mostly, but you know, that's the second thing you have to say, not the first thing. Right? Tuvia? Goldstein? Nobody saw that? I'm pretty sure it was on the Marmakomos. Yitzchak Weiss is back.
The Yerushalmi?
Correct. See, Yitzchak proves that it was a fair question. Josh, was it a fair question?
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
You just have to say yeah.
I was wrong about the story.
Thank you. Okay. Then we can analyze it. But, okay, Yitzchak, go ahead. What do we mean by that?
The Yerushalmi brings the cases that Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, and one of them is by Yom Kippur.
Correct. So that's what I meant. One is a Svara. It doesn't seem like Chelev. That's what Noam was also saying, right, Noam? Right, but that's what we got in earlier. The second one is that the Yerushalmi in Trumos, Perek Vav, says that Chatzi Shir, this is baby between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, like the Bavli, but that Reish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan in three circumstances. Okay, what are the three? Yitzhak?
Yisturi Hana, Yom Kippur, and if you know you're going to have another half of Gezais.
Excellent. Asad L'Hashlim, Yisturi Hana, and Yom Kippur. Now, why Yom Kippur is different probably relates to the Svara that we just spoke about in one respect. It also may be for something else, and that's what Josh was talking about. And that is what, Josh?
V'inisem.
So it's not a din of achila, it's a din of v'inisem. And the Gemara itself makes a fuss about the fact that the Torah Shabbat doesn't emphasize achila. And the shear is different also, you might add. It's koseves agasa, not kazayas. You know, if you eat a kazayas, it's still less than a shear. That's also an interesting issue. I'll touch on it. And v'inisem, I think what Josh was trying to say, and I've certainly said this in the past, you know, pre-Yom Kippur, and that is that v'inisem would be more or less of a reason to be mechayev you than chatzi shear. So for the Yerushalmi, it's more of a reason. I think that for the, you know, possibly for the Sefer Achinuch, you know, possibly for others, it's less of a reason. It depends what you mean by v'inisem, but we'll get to that. V'inisem means, how do you dispel, you know, how do you fulfill and how do you dispel v'inisem? You know, kol nefesh asher lo se'uneh. You need yishuv adas? How do you get, you need yishuv adas, meaning that you're not hungry at all? You don't have any pangs? Right? Or, as long as you're not, you know, starving and, you know, feeling afflicted, right? How much, you know, fulfills and how much undermines v'inisem. So the application to Yom Kippur is anything but obvious, and certainly it's disputed in one direction in the Yerushalmi and possibly in other directions. In again, the Yisra Zman Gavra part, among the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi, they mostly speak about v'inisem, and they speak about Mara Fulda, the Reisir Leon, the Pnei Moshe, you know, the typical Mefarshei Yerushalmi pretty much speak about V'inisem, and they're trying to explain the Yerushalmi, which says that we're more machmir actually on Yom Kippur. They say, oh, you know, whatever you do, you know, is miyashiv esadas and takes away from V'inisem. But I do think you could say the opposite. Either way, we'll get back to that maybe. We'll get back to a little bit anyway. So then what happens, Gufa, go ahead. Who was reading? Kyle. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was reading very loudly, despite the mask. Okay. No. Okay, let's skip that part. Thank Guf. Although that's relevant, but we'll leave that for now. Let's say Guf Achatishir of the where the Gemara expands on it. Ein Dalar Med Aleph. Gufa Chatzishir in the middle of Ein Dalar Med Aleph at the two dots.
Yes. Gufa Chatzishir Yochanan Amar Aser Min Torah. Mishlakish Amar Moser Min Torah. Yochanan Amar Aser Min Torah. Kev in the Chazli Zuru Beis Zura. Kafio. Mishlakish Amar Moser Min Torah. Kila Amar Kmana Elega.
Ah. So what am I interested in now? Do you think? Why did I want you to read that? Important Gemara in Yoma. You know, it's 2 weeks before Yom Kippur. Or more to it than that.
Well, the reason that Yochanan is saying that it's Aser Min Torah is because it's
okay. So what do we make of this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan said Aser Min Torah. Reish Lakish said Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan said Aser Kivin Dechazi Litzarufe. Right? Isura Ka'achel. Interesting. And Reish Lakish said, Mutter Min HaTorah, Chilam Rachmana V'Leika. Okay, let's just read another line. Eser Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Right. Koi V'Chatzi Shir, Ho V'Eino Ba'Onesh. He says, Kras Mach the Bial. Okay. So why am I interested? Why did I want to add the line, Kyle?
Well, it's definitely instruction off the sukkah itself.
Correct. So there are two reasons given for Rabbi Yochanan and one reason given for Reish Lakish. Let's start with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Chatzishir is Einu Min HaTorah. Why? Kyle?
Because
Achila Amarachmana Veleka. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan respond to that? I mean, Reish Lakish is very, very reasonable if you accept the assumption. Whenever the Torah says Achila, there's a shiur of Kazayas. So Kazayas says Reish Lakish is not a shiur of Chiyuv. It's not additional quantity that you need for the Onesh. Right? It's a shiur in Achila itself. So you haven't done an Achila if you've done less than shiur. There are two types of shiurim, and sometimes it's more complicated than that, right? Some shiurim are definitional, right? And if you don't achieve the shiur qualitatively, you haven't achieved the goal or violated the transgression, as the case may be. It sounds like Reish Lakish is arguing that Chatzishir is not a Ma'is HaChila. So what does Rabbi Yochanan respond? There could be two possible right responses, Kyle, right? One is
that Chatzishir is
again, that one is what?
Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah. How can Rabbi Yochanan respond to Reish Lakish's critique?
One chazi is chazi isbe.
That it is achila isbe. Is that what you just said?
No, I said chazi
isbe. Oh, chazi is starufe. Okay. Here's where the mask, comes into play. So one answer is that Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, in Achanami, if we needed Achila per se, you're right, and I agree with you. However, what you're discounting and what I'm emphasizing is the factor of Chaz. Again, this can get complicated, but I'm going to try to keep it simple for the basic ideas. And that is Chazi Litzarufe. How would you characterize Chazi Litzarufe? How would you characterize Chazi Litzarufe? Yonatan again. Kurtz.
I think that one would define Chazi Litzarufe as the ability, I mean, on a literal level, it just means for the items to coexist and combine together when merged.
Well, I'm saying if you're, as a halachic description, a category, how would you characterize it? So, no, what you're saying is correct. I know you.
Okay. Is it Doraisa, maybe some sort of siag, so to speak?
Excellent. Perfect. The siag Doraisa. Right? We talked about a siag Doraisa. Some Rishonim think, and some Achronim think, even Tosas thinks that Bal Yirah is a siag Doraisa. Right? Tosas thinks that Bidika is a siag Dorabanan of Achila. Correct? There aren't so many siag Doraisas. But there are some, right? According to some Rishonim, the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid, possibly, you know, about Chibuk v'Nishuk and Arayos. There are a bunch of cases, right? So one way to look at Rabbi Yochanan, Yonatan, right, is that Chazi Litzarufe means, in Achanami, you've done zero right now. But since there's a potential, since you're on a path that could lead to a daraisa, it's chazi litzarufe, it's also to do it because there's a siag daraisa. Okay? Then if you were to be mechalek, if you take that perspective, so what is kol chelev? What's the real makar, chazi litzarufe or kol chelev? Gabi? The real makar. If I, the Rabbi Yochanan said two different things, right? Kol chelev, in the end of the Gemara, but up front he said chazi litzarufe. He means both. But which one is the key one?
Seems like the svar of chazi litzarufe.
Sounds like Jonathan Crane needs to get in. I let him in. Okay. Looks like I'm faster than... What happened to Aaron? What happened to you there?
Well,
no, he was paying attention. That's good.
Yeah, I was testing. That's why I did it.
What?
I was testing the code to see what they're up there.
Ah. Yeah. I'm saying, why'd you want to get in? We want to be at both groups. Okay. Then we should, maybe we should ask you your opinion. No, wait a second. So what did you say? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
It seems like he's been just using the pasuk as a support.
Exactly. The Svara is Ikar and the Pasuk is a support. I mean, Tosas asked this question in Yom. I don't think I gave it to look at, but the top Tosas, Temeli, Amailo Ka'amar, Mitaima, Dibisamuch, the Kol Chelev Rabos Chatzishir, to Rabbi Yochanan, Yadala Ibraisa, Yishlomar Delahachi Itzrech Rabbi Yochanan, Lefrushe Haitama, Mishim Dimikra, the Kol Chelev, Havamina Ikar Kra, is the koi case, right? The chatzis shir is only drabanan, asmchu akra. Hashe the kamer taima the chazi litzarufe svara hu mehai taima the drasha gemurai the chatzis shir. So it sounds like what Tosas is saying is that the real mechayev is chazi litzarufe, but you need a pasuk to teach you that it isn't just a din drabanan, that it's a siag doraisa, correct? Now, if you say it's a siag doraisa and it's chazi litzarufe, then, could you ever distinguish, let's hear from Jonathan, in both contexts, right? Could you ever distinguish between different Isurim or circumstances? Like Yom Kippur, Chametz, etc.?
No, anytime you initiate eating, you have to worry about it.
Presumably, every time action A can lead to action B, which is consequential, you should apply the siag d'oraisa. Would you distinguish between, let's say, taroves and the real thing? Unless you think that you have to have a certain measure of, you know, onesh, let's say, or chumra in the end process. But let's say the taroves is us or two, right? That also should be subject to siag d'oraisa, correct? What about a mashahu, as opposed to a kol shehu or a chatzishir? There, I think it's a little bit more of an open question, right? If you eat a little teensy amount, is that... But even then, I think we'd be inclined to think that Chatzi Shir, right, if it's Chazi Litzarufe, should apply. But if it is a Siag Daraisa, is it Tamua that there is no Malkus, there's no Onesh? Of course not, right? If anything, it brings Rabbi Yochanan closer to Reish Lakish, correct? Okay. What's the other possibility? Not that Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, you're right, but there's a Siag Daraisa, right? Rather, what's the alternative? Mark Gottesman, right?
Yeah. I think the alternative would be that it is a form of Achila. Are you able to hear me?
Why? And the Rav is in the Shir? I have to be or Chimo. Okay, wow. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mark, what do you say?
I think the alternative would be to argue fundamentally and that even Pachas Mikazais is an act of Achila.
Correct. So what do you make on that? And then you probably choose to emphasize Kol Chelev. And the Chiddush is not that Kol works even though it's not, but that Kol Chelev is also Chelev. Or it's also Achila, correct? Mark?
Right. Yeah. I think that would go
and
along.
Then what's the Ikar, the Svara or the Makar?
The Makar. Then the Ikar would be the Makar.
So what do you do with the Svara then?
Right, I mean, you could say Tosos is still focusing on the Makor, or you just needed the Svar to guide you in the right direction.
Would you interpret the words Chazi Litzarufe in the same way that we interpreted them before or not?
Yeah, at this point, you could argue that the fact that it is able to reach the Shir reflects back on something fundamental about the Chefza, meaning
excellent.
This is fundamentally problematic because it...
Excellent. Very good. That's exactly it. In other words, instead of saying that Chazi Litzarufe means a Siag Doraisa, you haven't done anything, you know, but this might lead you to catastrophe, we have to consider something else, and that is, you know, the, we could call it the, I don't know if Zev is here, so the Rav is on the, that's like a general, but Zev's like a mathematician, right? Zev, am I getting that right?
Sure. Yeah.
Right, you're a math person.
Yeah, math. I majored in math. Yeah.
That's right. I just want to make sure.
It's pretty good.
So what I wanted to say is, you get to the mathematical issue. You know that 0 plus 0, like I remember learning that way back. 0 plus 0 is 0. Correct. In other words, which is, you know, in the world of math, as Zev will tell you, or maybe he won't, you can only accumulate, you know, from something that has some sort of substance. Right? If you could keep doing, you know, actions, right, or you keep adding quantities that don't register, then it's not going to accumulate. Zev, you agree?
100%.
Okay, that's okay. So we've Torah Mata formalized it. That's the other way to interpret Chazi Litzarufe. That's exactly what, Mark, that's what you were saying?
Yeah, basically then.
Okay, great. So then Chazi Litzarufe is not a Siag Daraisa. Chazi Litzarufe says, if you eat this, you know, it'll accumulate, and we perceive it that way. You don't have to eat Bevas Achas. Now, the fact that you don't, and this is actually relevant to our Tarovas topic too, the fact that you don't have to eat Bevas Achas, right? Let's say you have an amount of time accumulation, because I is b'chdei achilas pras, let's say. Typically, can be understood in one of two ways, right? One is that, you know, you can eat a little and a little and a little, and each time you're eating a little bit, and many achilos are mitzdarif l'shir echad. Or you could say, no, that's not why, that's not what happens. What happens is, ad she tagia, right, l'shir shalem, right, you haven't done anything, but it's not discrete achilos. The time allows for a single halachic hagdara of achila. So it's many munches, you know, your jaw is moving back and forth, you know, and then the process of consuming the object, right, is not swallowing it bevasachas, but maybe that's considered one ma'isachila, right? That's a question in general. These questions affect a number of things. Oh. Who holds that way, by the way? Anybody? Avi. Where's Avi? I saw him on the screen before. Avi Roth?
Avi still with us?
What's that?
I saw the Mishnah Melech discussing this. I don't remember if you brought down that.
Definitely the Mishnah Melech discusses it. The Mishnah Melech attributes the view that a stronger version of the view to who?
To the Ran, I think.
Correct. The Reb. The Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi.
All right.
In his Parish on the Smak. So we'll get back to that. But even earlier than that, as a Parish in the Gemara, and this I signed, I think, on Sunday. I don't know if it wasn't on the original Mar Makomos. Did you see it? No? Okay. That's okay. You're totally right about this, about the Mishnah Melech, an even more extreme version of it. Yitzhak Talansky? Talinsky, sorry. Yitzhak?
What do you want to see?
What's that?
What are we seeing?
No, I'm asking you if you saw anybody earlier than that who has that view, who reads the Gemara that way.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah? Exactly. Rabbeinu Hananel, excellent. Rabbeinu Hananel on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, very succinctly. You have it there, Mayor?
Yeah.
What's the line? What's the extra words? Achila Karina Bay is a pointed response. Again, you can read about Hananel. There's nothing that he says that's controversial or obviously different, unless you read the Gemara's language very carefully and you are conceptually already sensitive to the fact that there are two ways to read the response. So basically what the Rach did was he countered Reish Lakish by fusing to Chazilut Tzarufe. Chazilut Tzarufe, and therefore Achila Karina Bey. That's not what the text says. And that's not our first interpretation. So what does that mean? What does Chazilut Tzarufe have to do with Achila Karina Bey? I'm sorry?
Well, the text even seems stronger. The text sounds like Isura Ka'achil.
Well, that
could be answer. You didn't need something.
Not Achila Karina Bey. Achila Karina Bey is the response to Reish Lakish. It's if you say it's a Siag D'Oraisa, so then you're violating the Siag D'Oraisa, right? But if you put it up front, you're saying this is Achila. Oh. So then Kol Chelev is going to be, and correct, you said correctly, and that is, with Avi, that is probably, in terms of formulation, captured very strongly by the Reim on the Smag, quoted in the Mishnah Melech, who goes so far as to say what? I'm going to try to finish in a couple of minutes so we can get Mincha in the live group. Avi, what does he say, actually?
What's his lashon?
No, what's he applying it to? He basically, what's the orientation? He's basically saying that the lav and the onus are the exception, not the rule. And even they are an exception. Meaning fundamentally, you could conceive that you would be chai of the onus, right? It's a fikte rachmana. We'll read it next time we finish this up. We'll try to finish this on Thursday. But I want to leave you with the approach first. And I guess we can fill in a few pratim. And also Thursday, we want to start Taroves. And I want to do a little bit of something in Rosh Hashanah as well. Let's start Thursday at 10:30. Right? So again, the Mishnah Melech has deep problems. The Mishnah Melech is enamored with the idea that the Gzeres HaKasuv, according to everybody, of Kol Chelev, reinforces the Siag D'Oraisa of Chazil Tzarufe. Tosus, the Ran, everybody. He's just very into this idea. And that's why he's particularly unhappy with the Re'im. And he has some questions about it, which I'll get back to. Okay, so there are two perspectives. Did anybody get a chance to look at the Me'iri that I also assigned last time? Yonatan, did I see you nodding, or is that?
Yeah, I had a chance to look at it.
Okay, what's interesting about it?
Well, one of the main things that I found interesting about it is that it seemed to me that it was a raya for Rabbi Yochanan that it's only a d'oraisa when it's relevant and fitting to do a tzaruf there.
Exactly. The Me'iri seems to say that in a situation where you are completely focused on the Chatzi Shir and not on the Shir Shalem, there is no Chazil Itztarufe, Lamaisa, and therefore there's no Isar Chatzi Shir. What is he trying to explain? The view of the Rambam, Udi'ime, big controversy. Yonatan, about? What's the controversy? Whether or not
Malchus for Chatzi Shir in the Torah?
No, that's pretty clear that you don't. But let's say you were Nishba. Right? Is there a din of a Nishba L'Kayim? It's a mitzvah. You got it? You got it?
Yeah. I think Shvua being Mekayim on the Velas and also
Is it considered Mujba V'Omeid, right, when you take a Shvua on Chatzi Shir? Let's say you take a Shvua that I'm not going to eat half of Kazayas Nevela, right? And then you violate it. Is that considered Nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, or Nishba l'vatel l'kayim is a mitzvah, and therefore it's like Mushba v'omeid mehar Sinai kazm chatzi shir, or not? That's a debate among the Rishonim. And the Me'iri is trying to explain that view, and he says here and in Shavuos that's not Mushba v'omeid, because the only reason that chatzi shir is also min haTorah is because of Chazil Itztarufe. So when he made a shvua about chetzi kazayas, he wasn't thinking about tziruf l'shir. So it's irrelevant. That's a Me'iri. The Achronim have all sorts of interesting. The majority view is that Chazil Itztarufe is pragmatic, and they have all sorts of interesting discussions about it. For example, the Tzlach. The Noda Behuda in the different places, but other Achronim as well. Let's say the thing that you're about to eat, there's no Shir Shalem, right, within either the place or the time and the place that you could possibly violate completely. And that could happen either because you don't have that quantity, right? Let's say Kedai Sechel's process is, I don't know, whatever, 6 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it is, right, 10 minutes, and you have a half a Zayas, and there's no way to complete it. Or, let's say you eat, right before Shkia. Let's say you eat Chametz on Pesach right before Shkia, and it's not possible to consume a full kazayas. Okay, these are achronim hechetimtzis, but they all test, the din of chatzi shir as chazil tzarufe. But if you take the view of the Rach or the Re'im, and probably many others, which is that the chazil tzarufe is a shiur in establishing that there, maybe not legabe onesh, maybe not enough quantitatively, but there is an achila, and it's an intrinsic iser, then it doesn't matter how much, whether you can complete it or not. And it doesn't matter, you know, about the timing. Correct? So one distinction, one major debate in the Rishonim, so I want to leave you with this idea because we're going to have Mincha in a minute, is there seems to be a huge debate in the Rishonim and Achronim, I'll elaborate just a little more to fill it out on Thursday, whether Chatzi Shir is a Siag D'Oraisa or a Din in Isra Achila. That's one. The parallel to that, which I'll also try to demonstrate briefly on Thursday, is that even if Chatzi Shir is Asur, right, maybe it is what we call an Isra Klali, not an Isra Prati. By which we mean, maybe in order to qualify for Chelev or Dam or Pigal or Nosar, for that you need a Shir Shalim. Right? Not just in terms of Ma'is Achila, but Achilas Cheftza Miuchedes requires a certain quantity, a certain amount. Otherwise, it's just considered Achilas Iser, meaning there's something in between, you know, non-Achila and Achilas Hacheftza. You need a certain shear or quantity for Achilas Hacheftza. Less than that is Achilas Dvar Iser. That's an Iser Klali. Or no, the Isra of Chatzi Shir is an Isra Prati. Ironically, the Siag D'Oraisa does focus on the Prati, whereas the Klali, the different story. So this is possibly exemplified, just one more minute. Binyamin, what exemplifies that issue, the Klali Prati even, more than anything, from the Maror Makomos?
Well, I thought the language of the Meiri was a little telling, but I don't think I...
I'll get the Meiri Thursday. But something far more dramatic. Kobe?
Not sure.
Anybody get a chance to see the 2 days in the Ramban? In Torah of Adam? Ezra? Rotblat?
Yeah, I did see it.
What are the 2 days?
I don't recall perfectly the second day, but the first day I would say that you can be magyar chatzi shir based on how chomer the actual iser of full shir is. That maybe you should take
the din of machilinoso akalakal, for example, on Yom Kippur, if you have pikuach nefesh, you give the person akalakal, right? So that if, let's say, there's a chatzi shir of an iser kares and a chatzi shir of an iser lat, do you still say machilin akalakal? That's one view, and the other view of the Ramban is that you don't. Why wouldn't you? Right? It's chayv karis bishlimuso. So that sounds like it's also the question of iser klali or iser prati. What I'd like to suggest for Thursday, and I'm stopping now, I'm sorry, a little later even though we said, is that maybe when the Rambam writes that chametz has its own din, maybe what he also means to say is, if you take the view in Chatzi Shir, right, that it's only a siag, but maybe the special prati limud or the lo yachel of chametz says that in chametz it's not just a siag d'oraisa, it's a form of achilas hacheftza, right, and it really is an avera in its own way, its own right, even though there's no onesh. Or even if you say in Chatzi Shir that it's only klali, maybe the chiddush haTorah of lo yachel in chametz is that it's prati, and that there'll be those nafkamina. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. We'll pick up with that on Thursday, Mir Tashem. It's 10:30 Thursday, so we can start a little earlier. Okay, we can still daven. Okay, I think you guys, you told me 40.